This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo, live in Studio 1A with a studio audience. This is what makes our evenings spectacular. And speaking of spectacular, I am very pleased and proud to introduce tonight's artist. And I haven't seen him in a while. Great to have him back here at the station, at the new building, as a matter of fact. And we're very excited about sharing music from his new self-titled album. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Studio 1A, Mr. Robert Ellis.
Supposed to do, just drive around the fairgrounds another time or two. Where am I gonna go when the girl behind the counter at the coffee shop gets tired of me hanging around with nothing left to say, trying to get away? I'm bored out of my mind when I've changed all the light bulbs and had this conversation about 3 million times. Guess I'll walk around the grocery store again. Oh, this don't feel like living. It's just surviving. I ain't going nowhere. Oh, I'm just driving. That you're upstairs and I'm down here watching television, trying to make some sense out of the way it feels to be so close to you, feel so far away. Oh, I just wish you'd go to bed without the expectation that I'd come up there and say something to help you feel like things aren't such a mess. I'll just sweep the floor and clean the desk, put up the dishes and then fold some clothes, I guess. This don't feel like living. It's just surviving. I ain't going nowhere. Oh, I'm just driving.
Sounding as fantastic as ever. Robert Ellis in Studio 1A, and my goodness, a lot of shows coming up, a lot of performances. First, wanted to remind everybody about Waterloo Records. There's a great in-store Friday afternoon at 4 p.m., and the in-stores at Waterloo are always really fun. Do check it out if you can. And also Friday night and Saturday night, two shows, not just one, two. Mm-hmm. Two performances by Robert Ellis and his band at 310, and that is the sister venue of ACL Live at the Moody Theater. 310 is a great new space, and again, shows Friday and Saturday night. You can get tickets at 310austin.com. The name of the new album, of course, is Robert Ellis, and Robert Ellis, dude, how you been?
I've been very well.
You know, ridiculous question, but I haven't seen you in a while, so.
It's been years.
It has been, literally.
How did we first meet?
That was in the old studio, which is why I mentioned, oh yeah, it's been a while since I'd seen you, and that was in the old building. And
17 years ago.
No way. No way. Don't
scare
me.
How long's it been? It's probably been a couple years.
You know, it's been a little, well, I don't know, 17 maybe off, but it's scary because it's not that. It might have been 10. No, it's more than that. 7? 10? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I met you first. I was playing with the Lovely Sparrows, I think.
Yes, you were.
And that was probably 10 years ago.
That was 10 years ago.
18 years old. Yeah.
Yep.
That's good to see you again.
Good to see you, man.
Especially under these circumstances.
You're like, Lori, preferably these circumstances. but, you know, pretty excited. I also read a really great review that, of course, NPR Music presented about your new album. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, just very intensely personal stories. And I know, obviously, those cannot be easy to share. But again, you take subject matter that can be difficult to confront, and you make it sound beautiful and fantastic. That's that is just a magnificent thing. But again, not an easy thing.
Yeah, I mean, I take liberties with the characters in my stories, and that I think helps me to kind of deal with some personal things because sometimes they'll surprise me and do things that I didn't do.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily helpful to tell you guys what parts are true and what parts aren't.
Not at all.
but just know that I'm fine. Doing all right.
And I really am okay. I'm doing just great. Well, so great to have you in the band here in Studio 1A, sounding fantastic. And why don't you give us another track?
We'd love to. Strangers on a crowded city sidewalk buying hot dogs, standing awkwardly together, maybe talking about the weather, maybe talking about nothing much at all. Lonely people exchanging glances in the subway station's turnstile. Hey there, miss, I've got a question. Could you help me with directions? Could you tell me how to get from here to there? Perfect strangers, because everything looks better in low lighting. Perfect strangers, they don't know all of my mistakes, the wounds from every heartbreak I have hiding. It seems the less a person makes it seem as though they might be perfect, and before you know, you've gone and fallen in love with a perfect stranger. The day I met you, I was sure I'd found the answer. So I promised you forever, and we tied ourselves together like some rogue three-legged racer on the loose. 5 years later, there is something in your touch so unfamiliar, and it seems so hard to recognize you, girl, with those defeated eyes that used to dance like fireflies in a jar. Perfect strangers, manufacturing a thing that once came natural. Perfect strangers, moving further with each heartbeat in directions that may not meet up again. It seems the more you try to stay together, there's this force that pries you apart. How I wish that I had never fallen in love. The perfect stranger.
Robert Ellis in Studio 1A. You heard Perfect Strangers. And don't forget, plenty of opportunities to see Robert and his band perform. You've got the in-store show at Waterloo Records on Friday afternoon. That's at 4 p.m. And then the shows Friday and Saturday night at 310 at ACL. Doors open at 8 p.m. And you can get tickets at 310austin.com. Robert Ellis, what is your website? Give me the
It's robertellismusic.com.
Thank you.
And I should tell everybody, the show at Waterloo might be solo, might be duo.
Okay.
I'm very non-committal when it comes to things 3 days away.
Understood. Understood. Doing it on the fly.
The shows at ACL will be full band.
Excellent.
And I don't know, we expect to play for at least an hour and a half.
That's going to be great. And sharing all the new music. And Robert, again, everyone's sounding great. Thank you so much for playing tonight.
Thank you.
Give it up one more time for Robert Ellis. And my parting words, actually, for those of you listening at home, on the radio, in the car, or online at kutx.org, I just need to let you all know that the band is looking stunning. I was telling them I felt terribly underdressed. I'm like, oh, I'm all slobbed out. And here we have Mr. Ellis looking like the Cosmic Cowboy. And there you go. There you go. Tip of the hat.
This is my Houston suit. I just had it made. It's a NASA-themed Western suit.
Excellent. Excellent.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
People are shaking their heads. Oh. Oh, that made my night. Oh, wah, wah, wah. Well, gentlemen, thank you all very much. And looking forward to the shows at 310 and at Waterloo Records. And needed to give some more shout-outs if I could. First of all, thank you to Odell Brewing Company for providing the lovely liquid refreshment for our audience this evening. Thank you, Odell, and to the band as well. Cheers. And also a big thank you to our studio engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them, everything in Studio 1A sounds fantastic. Thank you to our engineers. And thank you to the studio audience. Thank you, studio audience. Give yourself some applause. Turning the band over to the audience here in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.